Morning. Good morning. Melvin almost had my children's lesson. you guys feel blessed to be here? It's a beautiful morning. Yeah, I do too. What I have is about kindness and respect and love and honoring one another, being nice to one another. This vase of flowers is, it's when you're a group of friends who get along, or like a vase of flowers are beautiful and they're blessed, and it makes Jesus smile. It's like a, like this church is, we are part of the church body. It's the same for everyone. We're all part of this body. So, can't let things ruin the love for one another, such as unkind words. If you like take a flower and I don't know which one I'm gonna tear apart. Take this in here out. Each time you say an unkind word, why you're tearing one of these off. It keeps on, it loses its looks. Each time I say, or I'm gonna talk about a few things here, and each time I talk about things, we're just gonna keep on pulling off some of these and see how we're done. Gossip, they destroy friendships. Talking about one another, whispering about one another, saying things about one another. My printer only wrote real small. It's kind of hard to keep track of all of this. When those things destroy friendships, and they can hurt people, and you say things to your mom and or your dad, or are you refuse to accept when you're caught in a game, that can ruin friendships, and it also ruins the game. It just ruins everything. It spoils the fun, and you can't have fun when people are, when you don't get along and you don't accept if you get caught and don't get angry about it. You just got to go on the sidelines now. If you laugh at someone or who is poor, someone who gets a bad grade, unkind things about them, when they are struggling with schoolwork or something, they're not getting good grades, and it's your brother or your sister, and see, you're saying things that aren't nice and about a brother or sister or somebody, you keep on tearing off those, your flowers are going to get uglier and uglier eventually. Never laugh at someone and at the game. Or you ever, when you're playing, whispering and saying something, and you think that they're making fun of you, maybe that's not nice to do. So don't do that. It makes Jesus sad if you do those things. You can make them feel left out, and it makes your heart feel bad. Jesus just don't like those things. It makes him very sad. It makes Jesus cry. And don't play with just a few friends and ignore others. Like let some of them out when you know they want to play. Because you keep on your flower, just keep on losing your flower. See, do those things. When you ignore other children, play, just makes them feel, it makes them feel like they're nobody. And we all want to be friends and be and love one another and care for one another. Even, you know, so we must take great care of our friendship, greater care take of a delicate flower. If you return, if you are kind to other people and your friends, they often return that kindness for us to us, and they're nice to us. And we have many friends. Well, wherever we go, we can have a lot of fun and get along together. See, it's, that's kind of how a flower looks without being mean. But if that's how our lives are. Our lives can look. Like this bouquet, like this. This is not very nice, is it? It's kind of battered. The flower is almost gone. So, by God's grace, friendships can be restored. God will, we can pray and help us be a better people, a better person. But when we ruin friendships, we can... It takes a long time to gain that friendship. People are gonna look at you and you know they say he's not nice and he don't play fair, or you know, listen to your dad and mom when they tell you to do something. Just be willing to and helpful. Then your life can look like a bouquet of flowers, like. That's how our lives look every day. Jesus likes that. That's his by that. I got a story about Jonathan and David in the Bible. I'll read it here for you. And it's back in the Old Testament, named Jonathan. David for a king named Saul. The dad was Saul. He had a problem. He would get very angry. He was angry at David because he liked David more than they liked. He was jealous. You don't let things make your friends make you jealous off of. David went out and hid in the woods. You guys probably all know that story. So it's that kind of short form of it. Jonathan was a good friend. He wanted to help David because he loved him. So I'm gonna have you guys do something. If you have a good friend, touch your nose. If you have good friends, touch your nose. If you are a good friend, touch your head. Yeah, you guys are all doing good. I got a couple more verses here I'll read. That's about all I have. Proverbs 15:1 is in the Amplified. A soft and gentle, thoughtful answer turns away wrath. But harsh and painful, careless words stir up anger. So we have to be careful not to, we just have to be kind to one another and say kind things to one another. Proverbs 30:17, the eye that mocks his father and scorns a mother. The ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the vultures will devour it. In the Amplified, it says, that's what it says in the Amplified. The King James Version says, the eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and a young eagle shall eat it. This verse we're reading here describes a child who looks at their mother with, or another child, with contempt, like angry maybe, or they refuse to obey their parents or their whoever that they're supposed to be listening to. The eye says about the eye, it represents a person's inner attitude as well as the outward glares, eye rolls, and expressions of rebellion. So you guys have to be, I don't see anyone of you guys doing that there, but just be careful that you don't, when someone asks you to do something, just be gladly do it and be nice and have a happy face, have a smile. And if you have a smile on your face, and you look like this, and it says honoring one's parents is the foundation of respecting authority and wisdom and God. So that's that you guys can grow up and be those things, and God will bless you. So I'm gonna pray here, and I have a snack for you guys here. You can take back to your seat. Put your papers in a waste basket. Don't put them in the floor. Okay. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, and we just want to thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for allowing us to come together here, Lord, and worship you. And we just want to honor and glorify your name. Just ask you to help these children, Lord, to walk in your ways, and that you can be honored and glorified with their lives, and that they can be that they can honor their parents and their fathers and their mothers. And we just want to thank you, Father, and we love you, and we pray this in your name. And also want to pray for Brother Jason, that this last part of the message, that you would give him strength and courage to share with us, Father, your word. Amen.